Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY7.
But yes, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi, my name is Christine Samad, and I'm with Blossoms of the Heart. And so I'm an artist. I do 2D and 3D printing. I do a lot of acrylic paintings, but I'm really passionate about character design and toy design. So right now I brought a squid sword with me today to show.
Squid sword.
It's a squid sword.
It's a sentence that you'd almost not hear anywhere else.
Right. Yes. This idea came to me because I love drawing warriors. I do a lot of digital art, and I love to create warriors. And so I thought about a squid that lives in a shell. And when the warrior gets mad, you know, he comes out and turns into this weapon for her. And so just it was just a good storyline to just create a weapon with. So I drew a picture of it. I sketched it out. And my husband, who is my partner in design, or my partner in 3D printing,
okay.
He designed it for me and 3D printed it in parts. We have four printers at home.
Wow.
Four 3D printers at home. So he 3D printed it for us, and I hand painted it. And so it was just a really fun project to do.
So it looks like the blade was done in sections.
Yes.
Which would make sense, because printing something this large would require a very large 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it was all assembled, then you went through and did the paint on top.
So he tried to assemble this. This is prototype one. So he had to assemble this several times, because several prints, the filament, you know, there's different things. The filament was breaking. So he would have to reprint parts. So he put it together and sanded it, and we spray painted it, and then I painted it. So it was a good, nice project to do, because that's something that we're starting to get into, making weapons for cosplay and character design. So it's really cool.
Very cool. And so I imagine you learned a lot from the experience.
Yes.
What's the most important lesson you learned during the process?
The most important is to just print with good quality filament.
Okay.
The cheaper filament is not always the best, but that doesn't mean you have to go and spend $60 on filament. You just have to find a really good company that just takes care of their filament and the way they package it. So
okay.
So that's just one of the many projects I do. I also have button pins and just different things like that. I'm a second grade teacher. So that's my side job. I like to. I'm an artist, but I'm a teacher. That's my side job.
Okay.
So.
You are at least the second teacher we've had today.
Am I?
Yes.
We're just so creative. We have to do everything. I don't know. So I get a lot of inspiration from just bringing joy to kids and to other people with my artwork. So I wrote a children's book. It's called Queens That Say Please. It is on Amazon. I self-published it.
Okay.
It's about a mouse named Margaret, and she's very bossy to her brothers, as you can imagine girls can sometimes be. And she really learns how to show them more respect to get things that she might need help with. So it's just a good lesson and the illustrations are just funny. There's one where she really wants this cheesecake and she needs their help. And she's just sobbing over this crumbled cheesecake in one scene. So it's just a fun story.
I can relate.
Yeah. yeah, cheesecake, yes.
Yeah. I'm totally on board.
Yes.
I am already connected to the character.
Yeah. The control room needs to know if she brought cheesecake to illustrate. No? All right.
No.
Seems like no. Gotcha.
Sorry. Yeah. So that's just my first children's book that I wrote.
Okay.
I also wrote 12 Days of Gimpmas. I have a character called Gimpglow. And probably inspired by the first digital art program I used was GIMP.
Fair enough.
I was like, his name is Gimpglow. I don't know. But he turned into this really cool creature mixed with an angler fish and like a reptile that lives underwater. And he was just a character that I drew and I told stories about to my kids. And so I made up a 12 Days of Christmas song that goes with him. And I just turned it into a fun book to share during the holidays, you know, with the kids. So thank you. And he's also one of the figures that I've 3D printed.
Okay, that's cool.
Well. Oh. So the only reason why we have a 3D printer, my husband begged me for a year and I was just like... Where would you like to put a 3D printer?
We're newly married,
so I'm like, I have to keep this house clean for your mother, right?
not for us.
Not for us. So finally he showed me, which I knew about the concept of 3D printing, but I never really fully understood it.
Sure.
Until he showed me for the second time the Fine Brothers React, and they had the elders react to 3D printing. And I don't know, just for some reason that video made it click. And I said, wait, so the characters that I create for my children's books and stuff, like, I could create them? I could really, like, I could print that with them? And he's like, yeah. I said, all right, go ahead and buy it. So
sold me.
Sold, but it has to go in the guest room closet.
No. Gotta keep your standards.
Keep my standards high. So it turns out it's no longer in the guest room closet because, as I said, we have four 3D printers.
Oh.
He's really developed a really good relationship with the printers. He's upgraded them and just really learned about the mechanics, and he's taught me a little bit along the way.
Okay.
I will say I can put the filament into the, you know, into the 3D printer.
I can
do a couple of things. I can use the programs to design many of the figures that are at our booth that are hand painted.
That's great. Yeah. Good on you there.
But
because that's not necessarily simple.
No,
so
no. So, but it started in a closet, and it started with just him saying, "Oh, you can make your characters," and now we have four. Plus one in my classroom.
I feel like maybe the fourth one is fairly new.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just added to the collection.
Just, you know, I have to keep them all in order. And, you know, it's actually, they're the Flash and Reverse Flash. They're matching printers. So, just
nice.
You know. Yeah. So
oh, my goodness.
It's just a really great project to do together. We now don't have a formal living room. We have a workshop room. So that closet is now like filled of craft things, and our printers are out in our formal dining room.
Oh.
My mother-in-law doesn't come over for dinner. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. She does. I'm just
But that was good.
Needless to say, our house is just, it's a great space. You know, I do say we have to, just make sure, because we have pets, we have like two dogs and two cats, we just try to keep it safe for them, but we have just a nice workshop, so we're able to draw, we're able to design together.
That's awesome.
And just 3D print together, and it's really fun.
How often do you find yourselves like working on these projects?
Basically we try to do like whenever they come to our heads. We'll text each other, like if you read our text message stream, we'll text each other things that are just like, Goblin, what, why did you text me what, and later on we'll explain like, oh, I had this great idea, let's design a goblin in this, and so
you needed to put the idea down somewhere so you didn't lose it,
so if our text stream is junk mail of ideas.
If you were to see the Facebook message between myself and Michelle, right, it'd be that same kind of, hey, I need to put this somewhere, hold on.
Right.
Ignore this for now. We'll talk about it later.
In addition to all of the married people texts, you know, just filtered in between them. By the way, we need to 3D print this, or we need to design this. So it's just, it's fun.
Or just the word goblin. I like
just
that.
The word goblin.
I love the idea of just goblin and moving on with your day.
Radioactive slime was one that went to him on Friday.
Nice.
Radioactive slime.
Nice.
And he just was like, okay. So,
if you say so.
If you say so. We've made tops together, spinning tops.
Nice.
He designed fidget spinners. And it's just ways to bring toys to kids and to adults, obviously, because we're all little kids at heart.
Fair enough.
And it's just it's been a great experience. So yeah.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
So if people wanted to see your art or yes. to find your books or yes. all of the myriad of things that you've found yourself involved in.
It's funny because they my website is blossomsoftheheart.com, but it's funny because they said, what do you do? And I'm like, all of the things. All of the things. Blossomsoftheheart.com is my website. You can also hook up with our Square store through that link. Huh? And then on Instagram, it's at Christine Samad. And on Facebook, it's Blossoms of the Heart. So, or Christine Samad. But that's my personal page.
Fair enough.
I mean, if you find me, I'll add you maybe. But you...
Maybe.
Maybe.
Not guaranteed.
And right now, I'm really focusing... You know, because teaching is my side job.
Sure.
But in my spare time, I'm working on a comic / graphic novel, depending on what it turns into. but over the summer, that's what I'm dedicating my time to. It's called Hermes and Clove. And it's about a mad scientist named Dr. Clove. And she doesn't really know that she's evil because she has really good intentions. Like, she really loves animals and plants and all living things, and she tries to help them. Like, she bought a pig at a fair, and when she was working in her workshop, the pig would come and, like, carry her wrench for her, and she's like, oh, you want to help me? You need more hands. And so she added tentacles and some other body parts to this pig, and he's now Picautopus. So it's just a character... that I've loved, and I had to make a story for it. And so, you know, of course, there's going to be shenanigans because she's going to do things that she doesn't really intend for evil, but sometimes they end up being.
I feel like she just described your sister.
Yes, he fully believes that my sister will become the first supervillain in the world.
Does she love animals?
She does. She really does, and she... would do that.
She would do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she'd be
help
like
me, you need tentacles.
Let me help you so you can help me. We got this.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh,
I love it. So that's your summer project.
That's my summer project okay. that I'm hoping to finish in 2018 and have out, you know, at the next Maker event that I do so nice. That it's ready.
How many events do you think you go to?
about 2 a year.
Okay.
Sometimes, like this past year, a Comic-Con was on August, like, 2nd, and I had to start work, and I couldn't get out of it because... priorities, but
sadness
and I got in too, and I was just like, oh man. I have to go to work. Oh man.
Oh.
I can't take off this day. But it's just real. I love my job though. I love teaching because I have the best survey pool right there. I bring in my tops, the kids play with the tops, they drop them. Oh, we need to make this stronger. Or those kinds of things. What do you think of this character? Is this character cute? Is it funny? Just to see their reaction, it's kind of a nice little relationship we have. I love my job for many other reasons.
But you have a captive focus group.
I do.
Which is technically just a bonus. But
it is. It's funny, though, because during recess, sometimes we stay inside, whether it's too hot or raining.
Sure.
And I'll have, they'll all, like, not all of them, but sometimes a lot of them just come to my table and draw with me. And they're like,
oh, that's awesome.
Color at your table. And they'll say, well, can you draw this Shopkin? Or can you draw My Little Pony? And I say, well, I really want to make my own character. That's cool, but let me do my own character. And so I'll just draw something, and they'll copy it, and then they'll say, they've started really saying, I'm going to make my own character. And
aww.
Now they're making their own characters that I'm going to start turning into 3D prints for them to take home as incentives. So it's just a good relationship.
That's
and it's
awesome.
It's really funny because they're like, draw me. I'm a cartoonist. So I'm like, all right, I'll do my best. Don't judge me. And I drew one of them.
Don't judge me.
Portraits are not my strength.
I love it.
And they said, you know, they're like, okay, now draw me. Oh, that's really good. Draw me. Draw all of us. Make a story about us. These kids are just, this year is my first year teaching second grade.
Okay.
They're super special to me because I can have that relationship with them.
Yeah.
And you know, so it helps me grow as a maker and to really stay connected with, you know, the youth and what the audience is that I go to. So.
Oh.
That's so cool.
It is.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking the time to come talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is so cool, and I love that you're essentially writing a story about her sister.
Yes.
And you didn't even know that that's what you were doing.
And I didn't know.
You're automatically already touching the hearts of many people.
Yeah, make sure you go ahead and follow at Christine Samad or Blossoms of the Heart to find out what happens next in the story and see if it, like, still aligns with that, you know.
Evil genius.
Absolutely. I'm going to be following this.
Yeah.
Painfully closely,
yes.
Just to see what your sister's next step is.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.